Decisions about whether someone should live or die are tough on everyone, doctors included. Dr. Joanne Lin is the director of the Washington Home Center for Palliative Care Studies. She's also president of Americans for Better Care of the Dying. How do you face these decisions? Because you also are a working physician, yes?
Well, the choices with patients and families are just thrust upon us by the opportunity to live a long time and to live out the end of life with very serious illness. You know, it used to be that people would die within a few days of getting a bad infection or a bleed or whatever it was. And now most of us will get to live into old age. Most of us will have a very serious illness, and there'll be many, many opportunities to make choices about how to live with and die from that illness.
Here's actually, you noted that in testimony before the special Senate Committee on Aging a couple of years ago, and here's this line from your testimony. Most Americans will die as elders. Most of us will die of degenerative disabling conditions. Exactly. Most of us are going to face these kinds of questions that you're talking about. When you gave that testimony, did you see anyone on the Senate panel kind of a flash of recognition in their eyes?
Not exactly.
No?
People are still remarkably able to keep thinking that something truly wonderful will happen if only we could prevent this disease or that disease. And we're really at the stage now where if we prevented any particular disease in old age, another one would be in place within just a few months. And it's not entirely clear that the trade-offs would be in the direction we'd like, since the older you live, the more likely you are to have long-term disability and cognitive failure.
What do you, in your own assessment of people, and I'll just note that yesterday we heard from a woman who had been in what her doctors thought was an irremediable coma, but she in fact was able to hear what they were saying and eventually managed to signal that indeed there was an intelligence down there, and she's since revived considerably. So if you hear a story like that, how do you make decisions? I mean, where do you finally decide?
You know, in virtually every religion, there's the idea that there's a certain range of choices that are in the hands of human beings and a certain range that are really in the hands of God or fate or whatever the religion holds it to be. And, you know, at some point, the odds of that happening are so remote that it's reasonable to tell a family that while, of course, you know, we would hold out the possibility, it just isn't reasonable to be acting in light of that possibility. Almost all those cases where someone has come sort of back to life involve some bad medical diagnosis up front. You know, once you've gotten a very good diagnostic workup and you've worked with the person for a few months, the chances of recovery are so remote that I would choose to stop for myself. And, you know, if I have a family that really wants to keep going, I certainly don't make them feel badly for making that choice. I support them in every way I can. But an awful lot of people would say at that point that, you know, it's important to go on.
Dr. Joanne Lin, director of the Washington Home Center for Palliative Care Studies, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.